Ha! I fucking knew it. I knew it. You just can't help yourself. You can't. You can't. Disgraceful. It is. It's, you're teaching those kids bad habits. You do not get every time. No. You, like 60-40%. No. But only because I'm naturally jumpy and you're utilizing my weakness against me like a supervillain. Ew.
Am I your kryptonite?
Fuck off. Who taught you to be so corny? That's gross. Besides, I'm more of a Batman kind of gal. Anyway, and I don't know if that works more or less in your favor, considering what a fucking joker you are, but why? Why did you come here anyway? Did you follow me for purely terroristic opportunities? Because it wouldn't be the first time. I doubt it will be the last. And you, no, you can't just turn the question around. Because I was here first. I am getting supplies. The ones that we, important ones, the, for whatever gets me away from another round of bazooka bubble gum, okay. It's not a crime, is it? The other counselors are there, unlike yourself. So, looks like my negligence is catching. Anyway, the smoke was getting to me. I needed a breather. And you, I don't know about you. Just not sure I believe you. No, it's fine, but I'm keeping my eye on you, is all I'm saying. And if you do try to scare me again, I will feed you to whatever beasts roam these woods. I don't know how I'll do it, but I'll find a way. One of the girls from my group says her brother saw Slenderman here back in 2015. Which, is he still around? No, I mean, he's, obviously he still walks the earth, but I mean, is it still a thing? Is Slenderman hip with the kids these days? Oh, I have no idea. I don't know. The amount of shit that I've had to look up on Urban Dictionary this summer is a little devastating. And you know it's all going to be out of vogue in a week. A week! Which is, I want to say it's ice on the burn, but, too much, you know, you start getting frostbite. I don't know. How do we grow up so fast? I mean, it's, I feel like a kid still a good amount of the time. I look old. Nice. Very smooth. Well, I better not look too much older with the amount that I spend on sunscreen. It's, there's shadows and it's harsh. It's harsh lighting. You look, I don't know, kind of the same? Not like a child, just, you still have that, like, okay, well, the obnoxious shit-eating grin when you think that you've gotten away with something does come back. That comes back in full force. And no, it sucks. In an almost comforting way. It's nostalgic. The rest of you is, you know, obviously you're, this now, still annoying, but just man body, which is weird, and face, and you put your hand up. Wow. Yep. Just, I don't need a list for me. Thank you very much. Don't make any observations that you aren't prepared to apologize for. I'm just giving you a fair warning. And you've matured. Just going forward, I would say make sure that your mouth has too, because I remember the shit that you used to pull when we were campers. Ugh. Pain in the ass. Did I say I wasn't? I didn't say I wasn't. No, I know I was. I can admit it. I was a fucking handful. Well, no, I never did that. That wasn't, you know, my brand. I had my areas of speciality, but I helped my tent mates sneak off a couple of times. I'm sure you've heard about that. Oh, that's right. Because she would go meet that friend of yours. I forgot they had a thing going on one year. It was pretty short, wasn't it? I mean, for her. Luckily, I have not had to break up any handsy youths this summer. I was worried about it. It's been a blessing. No! When was this? Because I... Okay, so that was after I moved away, because I definitely would have heard about it otherwise. Well, no, but you know what? They worked here for 30 years, right? So good for them. But the stable? Like in the stable? That's some nose blindness. Were the horses watching? I bet they were. I'm not that brave. Those are some judgmental animals. Yeah, I guess I did miss out a little bit. Oh. I just don't want to go back out. It's buggy. And I just kind of wanted a moment alone. It's been a long summer. I'll notice if I'm gone for a bit longer. Okay. Well, do you think they'll care? Right, but I am staying here. At least until someone shames me over the walkie-talkie. You gonna join me? Or you heading back out to the sing-along? I assume that you made some show about coming after me to your campers. You've really enriched their summer experience with all the targeted harassment. Really makes me feel like a kid again. Thank you. Well, alone time is great, and I miss it so bad. But at this point, I think I would prefer to keep my eye on you. Who knows where you'll be lurking by the time I come out? I don't know. What am I, your mother? Sit on those inner tubes. No, just pull up. Okay, well, maybe. Wait. Here, just move. Put the big raft on the ground. Oh my god. There you go. Ta-da. Get in there. Get comfy. How's the ceiling? Buggy? Yes. Okay. Let's look out the skylight. Look, that's so pretty. Here. Ooh, there we go. No more flashlight. How's that? Can you see the stars? Well, just wait. I'll adjust. Impatient. You know, that's why that kid in the 70s drowned, because he didn't wait 30 minutes after eating. Well, I don't need to wait, because I'm an adult, and I don't feel like it. Is that a real story? The kid. I've never had a concrete yes or no. I assume that it didn't, and that somebody just watched Friday the 13th and decided to spice up the history of the place and scare campers into compliance, but I don't really know. Which cabin does he haunt again? That's right. He would think he'd haunt the lake. I don't know. Maybe it's traumatizing. After that shit you pulled yesterday, I can relate. An accident. Sure, your behavioral history really lends itself to that excuse. No, I believe you. I only ask that you, too, extend that belief to me the next time an aquatic misfortune befalls you. No, don't. It's not fun when you encourage me. You know, I don't appreciate, really, you turning my campers against me. Because they're good kids, and you're misguiding them with your... I'm really trying to think of a different word than charisma. Definitively not charisma. Just keep your group entertained at the expense of someone else, is all I'm saying, or I might have to ditch the high road. You are such a twat. Ugh. My dad got a new job a couple states away, so nothing exciting. Why? What was the rumor? There's always a rumor here. You're joking. No. What? Why would I be pregnant? Because I wasn't even the one meeting boys behind the canteen or fucking in front of the horses. That's nice. Yeah, that's nice. It's nice to know that my memory as a bright-eyed innocent has now been marred by speculations of a teenage pregnancy. That's good. That's so... Oh my God, I bet Jessica M. started it. Yeah, I bet she fucking did. No, you know what? Actually, you know what? I bet it was that little ballsack friend of yours. Oh, you know the one. Yeah. Mm-hmm. He was always a dick. At least everybody knows he was full of shit. So if it was him, maybe my reputation stands a chance. And you know what? They can always look me up on social media. Unless it was you. I'm just saying. I can't rule you out. Well, we weren't exactly friends. Me? I didn't start it. I did push you off of the banana boat, but that was retaliation. I don't know. What are I supposed to keep track? A long, torrid history of countless disrespects? I don't know. It was so long ago, but I'm sure you deserved it. Well, it was dual-sided antagonizing, and I don't remember how it started, just that I was always on edge when you and your little buddies were around, because I never knew what you were going to do next. I never knew if I was safe. You put frogs in my sleeping bag. Yeah, fucking that. Oh, that wasn't me. One went up my shorts, so... It's not. You're not a funny guy. Don't kick my tubes. Paisley is a counselor too. Why am I the only one on your shit list? Is it because he had a crush on her back then? Does that loyalty still stand? Because Wait, seriously? Really? No, I'm just surprised. Could have sworn you did, though. You had a thing for her. Everyone else did, and she thought that you were cute, so I figured. I remember her saying so. Wait, that's wild. Okay, so then you have no reason to exclude her from your bullshit. Thank you. Thanks. That makes me feel. So special. It's feeling claustrophobic in here. Scooch over. Scooch! I want to see the stars. It's a little sandy. It doesn't feel more confined. It feels liberating. Can just look up and there's a lot of dead bugs in that sky. So what was it like with me going? She still won another year, right? Quieter. I like that. Quieter like peaceful or quieter like less fun? Then would you say that I improved your sleepaway camp experience? Either through my presence or my absence. I earned a point either way, so. It was fine. My parents felt I'd kind of aged out of summer camps by then, and, you know, the summer camps agreed. So I only did the couple that I had special interests in, which was exciting because we could finally afford them. But the feeling of returning to the same place and kids that you know every year is something you can't really replicate, even if your new camp lets you dig up dinosaurs. I grew up here, which is kind of special. No, the lack of familiarity meant that I wasn't really comfortable being myself and getting into mischief. I had to be in my best behavior around the fossils. Well, moderately. There was a surprising uptick in other campers making out in the Stegosaurus pit, but at that point, I was over lookout duty, which ruffled a few feathers. Why didn't I what? Oh, I don't know. Lack of interest. And the thought of making out with anyone at that age made me cringe more than anything. Still makes me cringe. 14-year-olds making out. Not making out as a whole. Yes! I do remember. Oh, God. Oh, he full-on kissed me. And he tried to add tongue. Stop it. I don't... No. Because he had just been helping me out of my boat. And then he grabbed the sides of my face. Oh, my God. I was seething. Ugh. You? What were you angry about? Oh. I didn't know that. Is that why the fight broke out in your cabin? I just remember hearing about it, but the details were like all over the place, so I don't even... I'm assuming he swung first. Yeah, with how handsy he was. That isn't surprising. Well, that's sweet that you would defend my honor like that. Weird. Unexpected, but sweet. Blows my teenage mind a little bit. Blows my adult mind less. Oh, I saw you break up that fight between those campers near the start of the summer. And I know they're smaller than you, but I thought that the way that you handled the situation was really good. Yeah, it was, you know, responsible. You seemed assured in your position of authority. You had a sense of masculine poise about you. It's crazy how much brighter the stars are out here. Even through this dirty-ass skylight. No, it's nothing. I just remembered how many bugs are on the ceiling. like on this side where they could just fall and... What is that?
Oh, you jackass.
You really can't stop. You can't, can you? It's just such a compulsion. It's a disease. You yearn to be a bastard. Yeah, just to me. How flattering. Maybe you missed me. Well, I've been thinking about it. Your antagonizing behavior coupled with our personal history leads me to believe that maybe you're simply making up for lost time in the way that you most emotionally connect to, which is raw bullying in its purest, most juvenile form. You might as well be pulling my pigtails. Would you want to? Was that a yes? Well, he kind of missed. Damn it. Okay, no, hold still. Well, I think if I just... This is your lap, right? This, okay. I'm just gonna slide onto that. Then, okay. Thank you. All right. Okay. And, no, just, okay. Found your mouth. Found it. Don't move. Just, no funny business. Okay. We got it right. Experience of hooking up at camp before. It's come to my attention that you're probably the best candidate. Well, I'm not fully sold yet. I mean, I could always ask Paisley if she's game. She's just a slip oil that tastes so good. I mean, I guess. Why else would you fight someone to defend my honor? If I'd known at the time, I don't know if I would have kissed you. But I wouldn't have thrown your beach towel into that tree. I'm sorry. I am. Doesn't so hurt, does it? Where he hit you? Here. Mm-hmm. I'm just checking. You never know with old wounds. I shed makeout sessions. Had been my thing back then. I would have invited you to one. Would you have said yes? Really? Well, imagine the rumors then. Well, developed an interest. I definitely put that thought back to you a few times. Fun. Commanding. But, you know, it's really annoying when you don't need to be, but when you do need to, then... I think I developed... Well, it's not Stockholm Syndrome, but... teased me so much. Got in my head. Any teasing can be sexual. If you look good enough while doing it. You got me wet in more ways than one. Took the hair pulling thing to her. Little chin. Wait, no hickeys. Because I won't be able to hide them. Last thing we need is to get called in for a discussion on inappropriate workplace relations. What workaround? Arms where? Okay. Can you even see them? That's one way to do it. It's hard enough for most guys to take a prop with a decent light source. Are you sure you can manage in the time? Look at that. Does it heighten your senses? Mine too. I just wasn't expecting your tongue. No, please. Keep sucking. Don't stop. Huh? his makeup work, remember? Hearkening to a time long past and playing by those rules. Well, honestly, this is already too advanced, but... I just want simple. I mean that summer fun. So the shorts stay on, which is honestly a blessing because you're like really good in the years. Not that I can currently tell. Blind man's test. Might as well feel all over, get my bearings. Fuck, you really are a man, aren't you? Also, the girl from the song I was singing earlier ends up very, very pregnant. Neither of us want that. Plus, I'd like to avoid validating the rumor of my alleged fate. But, nothing against a little old-fashioned grinding, right? While we get reacquainted? Acquainted? Which one would it be if we've never... Suck my nipples again. Oh, fuck. Are they? Oh my god, they are. My shorts are fucking soaked. They're so thin. You can feel me then, can't you? Oh my god, you're so hot. Oh my god, I want to ride these thighs. Fine. I'll settle on what's between them. I guess it's no fun if I pleasure myself in the wrong place. No, I want to be generous. Grab my hips. Just pull me where you want me. If it's so important. Fuck. I just wasn't expecting. No. Yeah. Oh, no, you're too hard. It's disgusting. It's horrible. I mean, well, it would be if you were hard for someone else. But it's for me, right? Yeah. This cock is mine. At least tonight. Thinking this whole dry humping thing. No. Stop being so convincing. Just tacking on ways that you annoy me. Grind up. Don't make me do all the fucking work. Ugh.
Gonna get us caught. I don't know who else has maybe wandered away from the fire pit. And you're out here mimicking bugs. That was you, right? That wasn't like, that was your hand. Oh, I see. Do it again. Okay. Oh, you dick. Oh, there's already talk. You think there's not talk? There's talk. We don't need to verify it publicly. Definitely not like this. Oh, let's see. Maybe next summer. But for now... What? Oh, have I incapacitated you? Uh-oh. No more sneak attacks if your wrists are up above your head. Buck me off, then. It's hard to say no. Oh. Yeah, you still had a little bit, didn't you? Oh, I didn't have it on my list until a couple months ago. I guess more specifically, it became fucking you in a supply shed.
Can feel the grin. Oh, shit eating grin. Yeah, be a jackass, whatever. This is just reimbursing you for jumping to my defense all those years ago. Well, it's increased in interest. Enough. why? Pretty bold. You'll have to take out a loan for that. And we're still. A matter of protection. And I don't think they sell condoms in the office vending machine. I've checked. Don't be gross. Ugh, it's like rewarding a dog for jumping the fence. Well, maybe if. After a final pickup, you want to help me clean some cabins? We can explore my variety of options. Maybe be a little louder. Well, not unless you want a ghost to watch us. Is the most secluded. Well, fuck it. Let's just change the lore. All right, from here on out, he is haunting the lake. Shh. What was that?
Yetis aren't indigenous to these parts. Oh, shit. I think someone's looking for us. I don't know. Why wouldn't they just use the walkie-talkie?
Hey, where are you?
Hey, sorry. I went to restock on marshmallows.
That long? Are you still in the kitchen?
No, I got my period, so I abandoned one mission for the other. I'm about to come back now.
Just you?
Just me. I can go back for the marshmallows, though.
Okay, no, don't worry about that. Just hurry back, because we're about to close out the circle. Over and out.
Okay. She sounded kind of weird on that one, but okay. I told you that there are rumors. I told you. Also, she can just, you know, use her fucking eyes. Okay. I think she's leaving. I am going to book it to my cabin, and you can, well, I don't know, you can come up with something. What's a semi-realistic way for you to pass your time when you're supposed to be leading Kumbaya?
Well, that's perfect. Kind of stupid, but so is mine. So... because I have to change my shorts. Thank you very much. And, okay, stop. I think she's far enough not to notice. I'm gonna do it. I told you to stop. I'm ticklish there. What do you know? Something, because you were touching my...